Namaste and welcome. My name is Yogi Aaron, and I'd like to welcome you to this course, Applied Yoga Anatomy and Muscle Activation for Runners. I'm so excited to bring this material to you, and I really truly hope that it will help you to thrive as you start to develop yourself or continue developing yourself as a runner. One of the biggest questions that people often ask is, how much preparation should be given before you go for a run? And the common wisdom is that you need to really stretch your body out before you go for a run. And so you'll often see runners, you know, doing these kind of stretches, sometimes just doing things just for a moment and then thinking that they're adequately prepared and going out. And I am not going to opine too much on how much time you should spend in preparing. But I do believe and have found that there are certain things that you can do to help you to prepare more adequately. And most importantly, to prevent injuries or pain in the future. How many of you actually go for a run and you stretch and you do all of those things, and then that day or that afternoon or the next morning, you wake up with a lot of aches and pains? Now, of course, if you haven't run for a long time or have never run before and you go out for a jog and it's a big jog, probably you're going to have some sort of suffering afterwards because of all the lactic acid that's built up in your muscles. But I would also suggest that there are certain things that we could be doing more effectively, and this is where Applied Yoga Anatomy and muscle activation comes into play. I think that one of the biggest myths that people carry and perpetuate on many levels is that stretching is really good for you. There's a lot of evidence to actually say that either A, stretching doesn't really do anything for you physiologically or health-wise. There has been numerous amounts of studies that have pointed to showing or demonstrating that stretching actually doesn't really do anything for you across the board. And there's also more evidence to show that stretching actually can cause more harm. There was a study that was done through Lenox Hill and in New York, and they found that those people who were stretching, their muscles actually shut down for 30 minutes after they finished stretching. So think about it for a second. You're stretching your muscles, you're doing these thigh stretches, you're doing these hamstring stretches, maybe you're throwing in a hip stretch and really trying to stretch out the glutes, and all of those muscles start to shut down. They don't work for at least 30 minutes afterwards. Well, probably you're spending 30 minutes going for a run. So by the time you finish your run, maybe if you're lucky, those muscles come back and start working again. The interesting thing about that study that was performed is it was probably, and I don't know this for a fact, but I would guess that it was performed on athletes, young athletes, athletes that were probably from the age of 16, 18 to 22, 23, 24. And when we're younger, our body has this incredible capacity to rebound back much more effectively. So we want to find a way to engage the muscles as opposed to shutting them down. And this is where Applied Yoga Anatomy and muscle activation comes in. What we're going to show you is starting to isolate the different muscles that you want to make sure that are strong and activated before you go for a run, and why it's important to activate those muscles. Why do you want to focus on those muscles specifically? Of course, we could spend hours doing a lot of different muscle activations. And with the amount of muscle activations that I'm going to be showing you, you're going to see very quickly you could spend a lot of time preparing for your run. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a bunch of different techniques. And then in the end, I'm going to give you three different little short practices that you can change up and switch around before each run. At the end of the course, I'm going to show you a great technique on how to start recovering more effectively from your run. And we'll talk about that at the end. But for now, let's dive in to the first section on how to prepare for your run using applied yoga anatomy and muscle activation techniques.